Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, next up on the Money Pit, we have Lynn from Pennsylvania, who's looking to add a new floor to his home. Lynn, how can we help?
Well, I have maybe it's a real simple question. I'm not sure. I've been checking around, and I want to put down a floating floor in my kitchen. Right now there's linoleum, and linoleum is in pretty good shape. There's no holes or, you know, anything really major wrong with it, but everybody I talk to says that it has to come out. And I'm not sure why I have to take it out.
Are they unhappy with the way it looks, or, you know, is there something going on that we should know about?
No. I mean, it's showing its age, but there's no holes or tears or anything like that. And my question is, why can't you just put the floating floor right on top of the linoleum? Why do I have to take the linoleum out?
Now, what kind of a floor are you going to put in? You say floating floor. Are you putting in ceramic tile? Are you putting laminate?
No, a laminate.
Oh. There is no reason whatsoever to take out that linoleum. The only reason you might want to take out a floor if you're putting down laminate is if the thickness is going to be an issue. But if it's only, you know, the thickness of a linoleum floor, there's no reason you can't go right on top of that. The laminate floors are floating floors. They are not attached to the subfloor. They basically just sit there by their own weight. You install them with a small gap between the edge of the floor and your wall, and then you cover that with shoe molding. So I can't think of any reason to tell you to take out that linoleum floor.
The only concern I might have is, especially when you're by appliances like a dishwasher or a stove, make sure you pull it out before you put the new flooring back on, so that when you say with the dishwasher, when you're putting in the new flooring, you don't trap it in there so it doesn't get stuck. So that might be the only concern, and maybe that's what your friends are trying to warn you about.
I don't know, but like I said, I've talked to several people, and they all said the same thing, and I really didn't understand why. So
no, and the kitchen is a great place for a floor like this. You can look for pieces, especially in a linoleum or in, you know, a laminate, some sort of in a laminate like a wood flooring or an engineered hardwood. You could put something in that also come with the foam backing on the back of each piece, so you don't actually have to lay out a sheet of the foam subfloor. You can even just have it attached to the back of those planks that you put them in, so it saves a step.
Well, great. Well, I think that helped. That's going to save some time anyhow. And I appreciate all your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.